I'm Carlos, here to talk about creating set files for WindowEyes. Now last time, we discussed verbosity settings for dialog boxes. This time we're going to continue talking about verbosity settings, but we're going to take a look at some verbosity settings that have to do with focus. To demonstrate this, I'm going to open my WordPad. I'm going to hit my Start menu.
Start menu.
And P for programs.
P equals, by equals accessories pull down.
And I'm going to hit Enter.
C equals, communications pull down.
And hit W for WordPad.
W. Desktop. List view. My computer. 1 of 34. No selected item. WordPad. Rich edit. iBeam.
Okay. Now I'm going to go into the open dialog. I'm going to press Control O.
Dialog open. Edit box.
Okay. So now here we are in the open dialog. We can tab around.
Combo box. T equals files of type. Word for Windows. Point doc 1 of 7.
We're brought into our files of type list, and it tells us that Word documents are currently selected. Let's tab again.
Button. O equals open.
There's the open button.
Button. Cancel.
Cancel button.
Combo box. I equals look in. My documents 404.
There's my documents. It's telling us we can look in my documents in order to find the file we're looking for to open.
List view. I equals look in. Acrobat 1 of 10. No selected item.
Tab again.
Edit box. N equals file name.
And here we are where we can enter the file name that we want to open. Now, just for example purposes, I'm going to type in the name of a file. Actually, this file doesn't actually exist, but...
H-E-L-L-O-D-O-C.
Just for example purposes, if I tab away...
Combo box. T equals files of
type. And I hit shift tab.
Edit box. N equals file name. Hello point doc.
Okay, so it tells us everything as far as it's an edit box. That's where we enter the file name, and the file name currently in that box is hello.dlc. Now to get to the focus verbosity settings, I'm going to press control backslash.
WindowEyes active user loop point 000 associated user loop point 000.
And this brings us into the WindowEyes control panel. Now this set file by default is already set for voice only in the global menu, so we're going to use our verbosity settings from the main pull-down menu bar. So I'm going to press Alt-V.
V. M equals menu. Dialog.
And I can arrow down to focus.
O equals mouse. Dialog. A equals activated. Dialog. I equals miscellaneous. Dialog. F equals focused. Dialog.
Here we are. And now I can press Enter.
Checkbox. Unchecked F equals focused. Dialog focused verbosity settings. Closed box checkbox graphic focused.
Okay, I'm going to silence that. But the first checkbox that we're here on is the focus checkbox. If we check this.
Space. Checked.
And press Enter.
WindowEyes active user loop point 000.
I'm going to silence that and press Escape.
Focus edit box. N equals file name. Hello point doc dialog open.
Now, whenever we tab around and whenever a control gets focused, WindowEyes will announce focus. Let's hit the tab key.
Focused. Combo box T equals files of type. Word for Windows point doc 1 of 7.
So it tells us the files of type list is focused. Can tab again.
Focused. Button no equals open.
So now the open button is focused. I'm just going to shift tab back to the name edit box.
Focused. Combo box T equals files of type. Word for Windows point doc 1 of... Focus edit box. N equals file name. Hello point doc.
Okay, there we are. So, whenever you bring focus to a control or a window, WindowEyes will announce focused. Let's go back to the WindowEyes control panel. Control backslash.
WindowEyes active user loop point Z.
And press control V.
V. M equals menu. Dialog.
And this time I'm just going to press the letter F to jump right to the focused dialog.
F. Checkbox. Check F equals focused dialog. Focused verbosity.
Okay, now I'm going to silence that. The first checkbox is focused. I think I'll uncheck that because it was unchecked by default.
Space. Unchecked.
And press our tab key.
Checkbox. Check W equals window type.
Now this is the window type checkbox. Window type is things such as button, checkbox, radio button. Things of that nature. Let's uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press enter.
WindowEyes active user loop point 000.
Now I'll hit escape.
Dialog. N equals file name. Hello point doc.
And press tab.
T equals files of type. Word for Windows point doc 1 of 7.
Now when we tab, it didn't tell us this was a list view or anything of that nature. Let's hit tab again.
O equals open.
It just said O equals open. It didn't tell us that's a button. Let's shift tab a couple times.
T equals N equals file name. Hello point doc.
Okay. Let's back to our name edit box. Now press control backslash.
WindowEyes active user loop point Z.
Alt V.
V. M equals menu, dialog.
And the letter F, as in Frank.
F. Checkbox unchecked, F equals focused. Dialog focused for button.
And we can press tab.
Checkbox. Unchecked, W equals window type.
Since this is very useful information, I'll check this. This way, we know how to react to a control, whether it's a radio button, a checkbox. We know immediately what it is, and we know what to do with it. As far as an edit box, we know we can type in that. We know we can press the spacebar on a checkbox. So, I'm going to press the spacebar to check this, because I think that's very useful.
Space. Checked.
And we're going to press tab.
Checkbox. Checked. T equals window type first.
Now this is window type first. This is an interesting feature. Let's uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press enter.
Window eyes active user 0.000.
And press escape.
Edit box. N equals file name. Hello. Point doc dialog open.
Let's tab.
T equals files of type. Word for Windows. Point doc. 107.
And tab again.
O equals open. Button.
So now we're hearing things like O equals open button instead of button O equals open.
Cancel. Button.
We hear that cancel is a button instead of button cancel.
I equals look in. My documents. 404. I equals look in. Acrobat. List view.
So now we're hearing all the control types last. Let's keep tabbing.
Edit box. N equals file name. Hello point doc.
And press control backslash.
Window eyes active user 2.000 associated user 2.000.
Now press Alt V for the verbosity menu.
V. M equals menu, dialog.
F for focus.
F, checkbox. Unchecked F equals focus, dialog.
And
focus verbosity settings.
Press our tab key.
Checkbox. Check W equals window type. Checkbox. Uncheck T equals window type first.
Okay, so we want to hear the window type first. That's the default. You can leave yours however you prefer it, but I'm just going to press the space bar on this to check this.
Space. Checked.
And press tab.
Checkbox. Check N equals field name.
Now, field name is pretty interesting. Let's press the spacebar and uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press enter.
Window eyes active user 2.00.
And escape.
Edit box. Hello point doc dialog open.
Okay, now, field name is things such as name for the edit box where we type in the name. It eliminates the name for the control type. For example, this one here doesn't tell us that name is the name of this edit box where we type in the name of the file. Let's press our tab key.
Combo box. Word for Windows. Point doc. 107.
Again, it doesn't tell us the name of the control. It doesn't tell us that this is the files of type list. So that eliminates a little bit of chatter there if you're very familiar with the program. Let's press control backslash.
Window eyes active user 2.000 associated user 2.
Press Alt V.
V. M equals menu. Dialog.
Letter F.
F. Dialog.
And
focus verbosity
tab.
Setting. Checkbox. Check W equals window. Checkbox. Checked. Checkbox unchecked. Checkbox unchecked N equals field name.
Let's check this because field name is very useful.
Space. Checked.
And press tab.
Checkbox checked D equals field data.
Now, field data is also interesting. Let's uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press enter.
Window eyes active.
And escape.
Dialog. Open combo box T equals files of type.
So now, field data is not reading things in edit boxes or list views such as the name of the file we typed in our edit box. Let's shift tab.
Edit box. N equals file name.
So now it just tells us that this is the file name edit box, but it didn't tell us what's in that box. If we use our arrow keys, left or right arrow keys.
Hello point doc. C. O. D. Period. O. Hello point
doc. We do see that there is something in this edit box, but it doesn't read that when we tab to it. Let's press tab.
Combo box. T equals files of type.
So now, files of type doesn't tell us that the Word document is selected. It doesn't tell us what's selected in this list box. So that's field data. Let's press control backslash again.
Window eyes active user 2.0.
Alt V.
V. M equals menu. Dialog. F. Dialog.
And press tab.
Checkbox. Check W equals window type. Checkbox. Check T equals window type first. Checkbox check N equals field name. Checkbox unchecked D equals field data.
I think that's pretty important, so let's check that.
Space. Checked.
And press tab.
Checkbox check C equals custom control.
Now, I don't really have any application to demonstrate this in at the moment, but this is controlling whether WindowEyes announces custom control for controls. When you go into a program and WindowEyes cannot determine if it's a button or a checkbox, it'll announce custom control. Well, you can eliminate that announcement of custom control with this checkbox here if you want to check that. Now we can press our tab key.
Button. Okay.
And we're back to okay. So that completes the focused verbosity dialog. We can press enter on here.
Window eyes active new circle point 000 associated new circle point 000.
And there you have it. Another thing I want to start talking about is WindowEyes hotkeys. Every command in WindowEyes has a hotkey. For example, insert T tells the time. Insert S brings up the system tray and the list box. All those are hotkeys, and we have control over what key assignment those hotkeys have in the hotkeys dialog box. Let's go to the hotkeys dialog by pressing Alt-O. We're still in the WindowEyes control panel, so therefore I can press Alt-O to jump right to the hotkeys dialog.
Oh, menu closed. List box S equals keys dialog. Hotkey definitions prior character colon undefined 1 to 169.
Okay, so here we are in the hotkeys dialog, and we're focused on a list of all the hotkeys. We can arrow down a ways.
Character colon control dash number dash left arrow, 2. Next character colon undefined. Prior word colon undefined. Word colon control dash number dash right arrow, 5 of 169.
Some of these options are undefined by default, but it's very easy to assign a hotkey to an undefined item, or even change a key for something that's already defined. Let's arrow up to one of those hotkeys that was undefined.
Prior word colon undefined 4 of 169.
So here we are at prior word. To assign a hotkey to the prior word feature, all we have to do is press the tab key.
Button. C equals capture key.
To the capture key button and press enter.
Press a key for prior word.
Let's say I want prior word to be control left arrow. Press control left arrow.
List box. S equals keys. Prior word colon control dash left arrow 4 of 169.
Once it's said, press a key. Just press the key you want to be associated to that hotkey, and you'll be brought back into the list where it'll announce the function and the hotkey to that function you just assigned. If you change your mind and want to undefine a hotkey, all you have to do is hit your tab key.
Button. C equals capture key.
And again.
Button. D equals undefined hotkey.
And press enter.
List box. S equals keys. Prior word colon undefined 4 of 169.
Now prior word is undefined again. Now WindowEyes does have some built-in safeguards, so if we want to assign a key that's already defined, such as insert T to prior word, by the way, insert T again is the WindowEyes command for time and date, it'll bring up a warning. Let's do that. Let's tab to capture key.
Button C equals capture key.
And press enter.
Press a key for prior word.
Now I'm going to press insert T.
Button. Cancel dialog. Duplicate key definition close box default button cancel key already defined the time date. Button R equals replace key button E equals replace and redefine key.
So now it tells us that insert T is already defined for the time and date feature. Now if we tab.
Button R equals replace key.
We get the replace key button. We can press enter on this and WindowEyes will take insert T and assign it to our prior word and undefine the time and date feature. Let's go ahead and do that.
List box. S equals keys dialog hotkey definitions. Prior word colon insert dash T4 of 169.
I pressed enter to accept that change. So now it tells us that prior word is insert T. I can type the word time very rapidly.
E. Time slash date colon undefined. 53 of 169.
And it took us right to the time date option. And that is now undefined, whereas before it was insert T. To demonstrate the other feature in that warning, let's tab to capture key.
Button. C equals capture
and
key.
And press enter.
Press a key for time slash date.
And press insert T.
Button. Cancel duplicate key definition. Close box default button cancel key already defined at prior word. Button R equals replace key button E equals replace and redefine key.
Okay, so now the warning comes up and tells us that insert T is defined for prior word. Let's press tab 2 times.
Button. R equals replace key. Button E equals replace and redefine key.
This is the replace and redefine button. If we press this, it'll accept the change for insert T to be our time date function, but it'll take us to the previous word option in the list so that we can easily make a hotkey for that. Let's go ahead and press enter.
List box. S equals keys dialog. Hotkey definitions 4 of 169.
So now, if I press my down arrow key and up arrow rapidly.
Prior word colon undefined. for 169.
So prior word is undefined, and that's where it left us at, even though before we had went to time and date. So what it did was it took insert T, made that the key for time and date, and took us to prior word, because that's what we had insert T as before. So now it makes it easy to press tab to capture key, press enter, and make a new key for previous word. Well, that's about all the time we have. If you have any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email me at fire975@yahoo.com. That's fire975@yahoo.com.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
The time has come for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen saying thank you for joining us. See you again next week.